magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2019, and I love what we're going to be talking about today. You look at the front cover of the Prime Lifetimes, the May edition, and if you look at this colorful rendering of a tree, well, I guess it's a rendering because it's not like
a
photograph. It looks like it's a painting. Or something. I don't think that's a real picture.
Nobody listening right now can see what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Hey, everyone, pull out your magic. But my point is the wording, the gift, because in the studio with us is the gift.
Oh.
If you look up this word gift, you'll see her picture. She's a gift to the Great News Radio Ministry through the children's choir, being a content contributor, being a friend, being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a gift of God, one of his beloved daughters. But we're going to be reading a story by this person, and I just see the gift, and I see you, Dee, and I think you are a gift. You're a gift to the children's choir. Thank you for leading that.
Thank you.
We've had you on before, and I think you've been a gift to many of our listeners as they've heard you recount some of your stories and
Absolutely.
Just the way you read. So
we love
Dee. She's the gift. Right there on the front cover, Dee the gift.
And Dee's picture is not on the cover, just for anyone listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I look like a tree.
But she is a gift.
Well, it's an honor to be here. I love the rapport that you and Marianne have on the air. Yeah. And
you mean the voice? We're calling her the voice now. Jim Gunther, when he was in here on Monday.
When did that start?
I just started.
Okay.
The
just
voice.
Now.
Marianne, the voice.
Oh, dear.
But I think
we just started this.
The rapport as a brother and sister in Christ is even more important because you just know that's the most important thing in your lives.
Mm.
What a privilege to be with you.
Thank you.
And
I would say, Marianne, we do have good chemistry. It's kind of unique. We both love the Lord. We have the same or similar warp sense of humor, but it's not warped.
And that I laugh at your jokes?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
No,
and I laugh
that's
at
true,
your
we
jokes.
Do.
Storytelling and...
Just you laugh at my storytelling when that starts.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And then your readings and...
I could say you're a little grounded. Excuse me, she's a little grounded, you're a little crazy.
I'm a little tethered.
That's not fair.
And I think we have the same passion for our Prime Lifetimes paper, that people read it, get engaged. Our heart for those that are lost and those that are saved. Different spiritual gifts, but similarities in our passion for God's Word to be proclaimed and taught and shared. So, yeah, we do get along. And you're excellent in what you do. So most people that are achievers are doing well. I like it. So if you were failing, maybe we wouldn't have so much fun.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, you're great too, Mark.
So anyway, so this month's edition, we're going to have Dee reading a story. Do we want to lead off with that other special writing that we got?
Sure.
We got a special letter from our pen pal, we call her.
Oh, yes. Norma Doolin. I think we need to meet her. Maybe she could send a picture.
I met her husband.
We could talk about it on air. Nobody could see it.
Yeah. I met her husband a few weeks ago when I delivered papers to the Waters in Covington, but I've not met her yet in person.
Yeah. Well, Norma writes, "Dear friends, as I was driving to Covington last week, I heard you play the song, Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer." That was really nice. "I was reminded of two other songs. My sister was 8 years older than me. She was taking piano lessons in the 40s, and sheet music was popular and not very expensive. Thinking back, there were five in our family, and Dad didn't make $40 a week.
Wow.
I guess it was cheap considering what it would cost today. My sister had the music for the Army, the Navy, and the Marine hymns. Does anyone else remember Three Little Sisters and I Had a Talk with the Lord?"
Dee's nodding her head.
Oh, well, you know music, Dee. "They were popular, and we had the sheet music for them. If you ever have an article on outhouses, I can tell you the difference between the Smiths and the Joneses. How do I know? My granddads were John Jones and Henry Smith."
Yeah. In fact, that would be a great one for Rob to tackle in the coming months.
Oh, that's interesting.
How many people grew up with outhouses that probably read our paper? And I think there'd be a lot of stories.
I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Pretty common, don't you think? That's true. "One day, I took some copies of the paper to some friends in the home across the street from the hospital in Danville. They said someone wasn't ringing them anymore. We need to make note of that. Yeah. I pick up a bunch at the grocery store now each month. They look forward to them. One lady called to me across the dining room, "I sure like that paper."
Yes.
Her smile blessed me. I also found two shut-ins in my neighborhood that enjoy them. Now I'm reminded to visit them at least every month.
Isn't that kind of sweet? Now
it
that
is.
She's doing it, then she brings them papers.
Mm-hmm. Sincerely, Norma Doolin. P.S. Just today, I see a rack at the Waters. I'll look for one at the home in Danville. I can still see that my friends get theirs.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, making a lot of inroads. In fact, we had a whole staff team, our editorial and sales team, meet here yesterday, Dee, and I think, there was like 9 or 10 of us in here.
It's loud.
Yeah, it's very loud. A lot of conversation. Well, that's what happens when you get the sales team with the editorial team, and we're talking about different things, and we shared a number of testimonies of people that are reading the paper and their comments and feedback and the encouragement that we want to start getting photos of people where they're picking up the paper, or maybe it's a restaurant that hosts it, and it's the owner, like I posted that on Facebook the other day. And so,
that's such a great idea.
Yeah, it was fun. Yes. And then they were talking about, with these cell phones nowadays, you can take pictures, you can record people, you can do all sorts of things. So we're going to hopefully add social media more and more for Facebooks, for website postings, and other feedback from people that read the Prime Lifetime.
Hopefully we didn't degenerate into taking pictures of ourselves holding the paper.
Yeah. Not yet.
If nobody else steps up.
Yeah. Please send in your photos so we don't have to take our own.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you can win a prize, and you'll get for sure at least one appetizer coupon. So if you send in a photo of yourself on vacation or in Hoopston or wherever you live.
We keep saying Hoopston.
Yeah. Yeah, holding the Prime Lifetime's paper, and then just let us know. Send it in or email it to us. Might be included in a future edition of the Prime Lifetime's,
that's
and
fun.
We'll have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably get 5 from Hoopston.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Oh, Dee, it's so good to have you here. And Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, yes. 4 days away, everyone.
Yeah, get
four
ready,
days.
Folks.
4 days.
You don't want to be forgetting your mother. Okay. And Dee, I love your articles, and I love this one.
Well, I must say the inspiration I started was my mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was blessed to have my mom even when I was in my 70s, since
that's
she lived
so
to
great.
Be almost 96. So, but I've known a lot of wonderful mothers over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've titled this, I Remember Mama.
Mm-hmm.
By Dee Chesser.
I Remember My Mama. Think of all the mothers you have known and now know. Your mom, your friends' moms, your acquaintances' moms, your relatives' and their moms. It's an ever-expanding list that could go on and on. These women have shaped our lives, and in many ways, we have become like them as we age. Though my mother and I seem to be so different in so many ways, I often find myself brought up short by the realization that I am doing something just as she did. I smile and shake my head and go right on becoming my mother. The little things my mom did for me are so memorable. One of those was writing me short notes the night before, so I would find them before work the next morning. I couldn't wait to read them, and they always made me smile.
Now, how old are you at this point?
This is when I'm almost 70, and she was 95.
That is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. When we were getting ready to entertain, she wanted to help by doing the dusting, and even at 95, she did. Pushing her walker with one hand, Swiffer duster in the other.
Jeez. I feel bad about my whole house right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Trailing her oxygen tubing behind her. She was always reassuring me. In her last few days, just before her nap, she patted my hand and said, "Now, if I go to sleep and don't wake up, don't you cry. I will be so happy." And then with a twinkle and a wink, "I have to get to heaven soon. My friends will think I didn't make it." And I remember others' mamas. As a young mother, shopping for groceries at the same time each week, I would pass the same dear woman who always had the warmest smile and friendliest hello for me. Later, I found out she was my hairdresser's mother. I discovered she was even more delightful than she had seemed in those first friendly hellos. Then, many years later, I met another mother, pushed into church in her wheelchair by a devoted daughter. Her face lit up when she saw you, and she gave the best hugs. I couldn't wait every Sunday morning until I saw her. And different sources say we should have 3 hugs a day. And one of those hugs from that woman was worth 3.
Oh.
Now, this was a little added. This is not in the article right now.
And one of her relatives is sitting here with us in the studio.
Oh.
Thank you, Dee. I cried when I read what you'd written. Thank you.
She was a very...
It was my honor to push her wheelchair in many Sundays.
I know it was, and she was so special. Still is.
You are, too.
I remember special mamas. At work, I saw a myriad of beloved mothers with end-stage dementia and wonderful sons and daughters easing them through when parent-child roles were reversed and caregiving became 24/7. These wonderful children were often parents themselves, and so they became double parents, raising their children and being their mom's mainstay, memory, and guide. These dear mothers had raised children who, as adults, could become their parents' caregivers because mom taught them unselfishly to be givers of self and what was really important in life. Mother's Day is a time to express our gratitude to those mothers who are with us and to think about those who are now part of our memories. I love watching my grandchildren with their mothers and wondering what it will be like for them when they are mothers and grandmothers. When the hustle and bustle of the day is past, take a moment or two to sit quietly and just remember Mama.
That's such a great article.
D. A. Chesser. D. is coordinator of the Great News Radio Children's Choir. For years, a nurse administrator and children's choir director in Minnesota. D. is now a volunteer and grandma who lives in Champaign, Illinois. And she can be reached at here, H-E-R-E, 2Spoil, the number 2Spoil65 at yahoo.com. And we've talked about that before.
The
grandchildren said, Grandma's here. She's here to spoil us. And let's give her an email address that fits her. And here to spoil65 at yahoo.com.
And you won't be disappointed communicating with Dee.
A very nice article. And I want to refer back to that quote, I have to get to heaven soon. My friends will think I didn't make it. And the reason why I point that out, you have that peace and that assurance that you're going to see your mom again because she followed the Lord Jesus Christ and was a Christian, was a believer, and I'm sure she had an impact on your life and you following Jesus. Do you mind maybe digressing a little from this article and talking a little about the way she modeled Christ to you and finished well?
You know, my parents and grandparents did that, though they were not aware of their place in Christ. Growing up in the 40s and 50s and in a very liberal area that just wasn't talked about the way it is here in Champaign. And so one by one, we all came to that realization. And my parents and grandmother actually did that through the ministry of our daily bread, which they accepted that, they read it every day, and they came to realize. I'm not sure that some of them had not accepted Christ as children, but I don't know. And they couldn't verbalize that either. But every single one of them came to the Lord and was assured of their salvation in their 70s and 80s, one even in her 90s. And that was so special. Even though they had not spoken of the Lord a lot, but my parents prayed with me every night and my brother. And then when they did have that realization, they were overjoyed. My mother, as this statement says, couldn't wait to get to heaven. The day we put her on hospice, the family came over and she met them with, "Hallelujah, I got the good news, I'm dying."
Oh, my word.
And at 95, she knew where she was going, and that just spoke volumes to my children, my grandchildren, my in-law children, and me.
Yeah. I met Dee's mother
And she was a sweet, sweetheart, but spunky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my. She'd climb up on that treadmill.
The acorn does not fall far from the tree. Wow.
She was spunky.
Yes, the neighbors used to call me when I was working in Minnesota. Your mother's up in the tree again feeding the birds. You better come home.
How old was she then?
She was in her 80s.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Great.
Now, Marianne, I didn't know that you were featured in the story as the daughter bringing a mother to church each
yes.
and every Sunday.
So kind. Yes.
Yeah. I had to vie with my own children to get to push the wheelchair. Everybody
yeah.
wanted. They loved my mother. Mm. Everybody loved my mother.
Yeah, and you did show up different Sundays with different people pushing the wheelchair.
I know it.
I didn't know you were out there fighting about
no,
it.
No, we weren't really. My daughters were so fantastic to her. They took her shopping. They took her to church. They went and got her. They drove her places. They were just, they couldn't do enough for their grandma.
I understand why. She was so special.
Yeah.
And it was a few weeks ago we read one of the stories from Memories of an African Son
yeah.
featuring stories about your mom
yeah.
and the influence she
yeah.
had on your life
yeah.
and the ministry work she did in Africa yeah. and then in her own home and then throughout the neighborhood.
And she was a light. But it was fun seeing you at that door, Dee. She thought you were just a shining presence, too.
Well, and I love to hug.
So. We all had that in common.
We were made for each other.
There you go. There you go. Well, we're a hugging family, so come
yeah,
by naturally.
Me too.
Well, I have two women, two moms, two ladies here in the studio with Mother's Day being 4 days
yeah.
away. Do you want to give some tips or ideas or thoughts for
oh,
some of
heavens.
The men tuned in today on
oh,
how they can achieve
I thought you were
going
like to say
on
being a mother. Yeah, I can give tips to men.
Yeah. Can't any woman do that? Or every
oh,
woman should
goodness.
Do that.
Well, what I know is that on Saturday, if you want to go to County Market, you will see a lot of men, it's just like on Valentine's Day, wandering around in a daze, looking at the flowers to buy, going, okay, that one. And,
yeah.
and going to the checkout, and
mm-hmm.
cakes will be sold. And I always mm-hmm. kind of wander up to them and sometimes say something. And I go, that's real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they go...
and then relief comes over their yeah. face, like, oh, good, that's a good decision.
It seems like safer to get... something, anything, your mother will be pleased, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, your girlfriend, you want to do this right. You know?
Yes, and flowers always do it.
Flowers always
oh,
do
Oh, they do.
Yes.
Well, they do
yes.
for me. Yeah, something special about them.
I go up to people, too, in the grocery store and wherever and give them
advice.
Encourage. Well, encouragement, I was going to
oh,
say.
Oh, sorry. Encouragement, of course.
But if any of my children or grandchildren are with me, they have a fit.
Oh, I know.
Mother,
oh.
you shouldn't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing they're not with me a lot.
Yeah. Now, do either one of you have a favorite Mother's Day gift that you receive?
Oh, my goodness.
You can think
that's
of?
A hard question.
Mm.
I tell you, if it's a scrap of paper that has Mom written on it and
yes.
I love you, it's
yes.
like worth gold to me. I don't even...
But have you gotten from your children the coupon book, like I will vacuum
yes.
so many times or
oh,
I'll pick
idea.
Up the garbage?
Oh, run that
or, yeah.
I got one of those from my daughter. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
yeah.
And my son, one day when he was like 4, went up to the neighbors who sold everything they got for free to the children.
Oh.
And he bought a blue plastic thimble for 10 cents.
Oh, oh.
And it had Twin City Federal written on it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, and it says priceless.
But he bought it for me because my favorite color was blue.
Oh. Okay.
And a couple years later, Heidi went to the garage sale across the street and bought a beautiful picture that had a blue velvet frame
oh.
because my favorite color was blue.
Blue.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's mm-hmm. amazing. Well, did you get, I think many mothers have, I did, the beautiful wildflowers that were dandelions?
Yes.
The little bouquet. I will never forget that.
Yes.
It was prettier than any bouquet you could buy at County Market or any florist.
Mm-hmm.
Little Carrie wandering in with this little bouquet. Aww. It's for you, Mommy.
Yeah.
Little dandelions.
Yes.
Oh, Mother's Day is special. I know some
it
people
is.
Are very lonely for their mother, and some people have mothers right now alive in trouble. Sick.
Yes.
Other people are very estranged from their mothers.
Yes.
It's very hard.
And maybe address for the woman that's not a mother
yeah.
but has that parenting role or that role of mothering
oh, goodness,
the children
yes.
or the neighbor kids or,
yes.
you know, that they're playing a role as mother.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, I had three aunts that never married, one that did and lost her husband, and they mothered more people mm-hmm. than is imaginable. Mm. They clothed these orphans up at Grundy Mountain Mission. They'd bring them down to their house. I mean, they just it's just like they were everything to them. It's amazing.
And those things that people do like that, you never know what an influence you have. I remember a young man my son's age who said years later, that was so special what that person did. And I thought, wow, I bet that person doesn't even remember doing anything for him. But it was something he remembered for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably most anyone tuned in can think of some woman that wasn't their mom but had mm-hmm. that role or maybe exhibited some characteristics mm-hmm. or through their lifestyle or whatever influenced them. And so maybe this is a great weekend to honor them, to thank them, to call them up, to write them and let them know that in a sense they were mothering you, however you want to write that note and thank them for that.
That's so true of mothers and fathers. I read a quote this week, and I can't remember the person who said it. Somebody in history, they said, without any doubt, the greatest people who ever have walked this planet, we have never heard their names. And I think that's just so true of so many women, so many people who've given themselves to others. What were you going to say, Dee?
Nothing.
Oh.
I said my mouth open.
Well, Dee, how about closing out our time in praying for the moms, for maybe a woman right now that desires to be a mom and for whatever reason can't be, infertility, maybe the moms that have lost children, maybe for the mom that's aching over a situation, maybe a wayward child, a prayer that will touch women, and for that matter, men that are maybe struggling with this upcoming Mother's Day.
Sure. Father God, we come before your throne. We three stand together there, and we know that we are in your presence. And Father, we pray by your precious blood, dear Jesus, and we thank you for moms and women. We thank you for women who are doing your will.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for women who are working for you, and we thank you for those who are resting now, who have worked so hard for you all their lives. We just want to thank you for moms especially, but we are thinking of those who want to be moms, those who have been moms and have lost children. Oh, Lord God, we know that you have a plan for each one of these precious, precious women and for each one of us. And as we see it worked out, Lord God, we can do nothing but glorify your name. We thank you for each one of them, each person that we are thinking of today, and each one and each person that our radio listeners are thinking of. Bless them, Lord God, and we pray that they, along with us, especially on Mother's Day, but every day of our lives, may glorify your holy name. Amen.
And all of God's people said,
amen
and amen. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. Mother's Day, 4 days away, so hopefully you can touch some lives and thank your mother and thank the mothers that have had a role in your life. I'll close out with a portion of a favorite Mother's Day song that we played over the years, thanking all you women that have had a mothering role. This is No Charge by Annie Chapman. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
For mowing the yard, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I looked at him standing there expectantly, and 1,000 memories raced through my mind. So I picked up the pen, I turned the paper over, And this is what I wrote. For the 9 months I carried you growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you, prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there's no charge. When you ask